Good morning, everybody. It is great to be here with you, even if we just had to see a Cleveland uniform. That's all right. There's faith that comes out of Cleveland. That's what happens. But over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about this concept of traveling light. And the genesis of this series came out of a book that I had read called Take Less, Do More. And it's by Glenn Van Peske. And he is a lightweight backpacker. He formed a company that sold lightweight gear. Reading this book, he gives his testimony, and it's incredible. Very exciting book, wonderful book to read. I got Traveling Light. I thought that's what the name of the book was, Take Less, Do More. I thought it was Traveling Light. Traveling Light is a book by Max Lucado. And if you haven't read this one, this is about the 23rd Psalm. So the whole book is an idea of unpacking, but it's unpacking via the 23rd Psalm. Excellent book. Would encourage you to read that one as well. Now, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the items that we needed to unpack. And I said that traveling light isn't about ignoring responsibilities. It is about carrying only what Jesus asks us to and letting go of the rest. Last week, then, we talked about what needs to be in our packs, that what we are required to carry are things like faith and hope and love, integrity, compassion, and generosity. Now, this week, we will be concluding our time by acknowledging that we, the church, are called to share the journey. Right, that if we're going to travel light, we have to travel together. In fact, there's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Traveling light isn't just about shedding burdens. It's about walking together in the way of Christ, sharing what we carry, and multiplying the ways that God provides along the way. And that when we travel light, we trust in God's abundance. We trust that God's abundance will meet us in community. When we travel together, we discover that stewardship, right? Stewardship being defined as being responsible for what God has given us, is not simply about giving, it's about belonging. Now, Acts chapter 2 gives us, I think, one of the most beautiful pictures of Christian community. Acts 2:42, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. Luke, the author of the book of Acts, goes on to talk about the impact of their shared faith. And he says, all of the believers met together in one place and they shared everything that they had. They did this because the early church understood that they were in it together. They weren't traveling alone. They were traveling with the church. They were traveling with their family. Later, the Apostle Paul would sum it up this way, or he would say it this way in Romans 12. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. I think this is what it looks like to share the journey, right? That we are in it together. The early church didn't cling to their possessions or their titles or their security. They clung to one another and they clung to Christ. They trusted that if one person had more, it was meant to bless those who had less. They believed that God's resources were enough when shared in love. The very first stewardship campaign in the church, in the church's history, wasn't about fundraising. It was about faith raising. They weren't motivated by guilt or pressure, but by gratitude and joy. They had seen what God could do through the resurrection, and they wanted to live resurrection lives, right? They wanted to live open-handed and generous and light. You know, John Wesley would call this social holiness. He believed that holiness wasn't something that we achieved by ourselves, but it was something that was to be lived out together. The gospel of Christ, Wesley would say, knows no religion but social, and no holiness but social holiness. Now, faith is not a solo sport. It's a shared pilgrimage. And Jesus later, or earlier than in the book of Acts, he gives us another picture of what traveling light looks like in Matthew chapter 25. He describes the day when the Son of Man will gather all of the nations and say, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. And all the people were puzzled and they said, when did we do these things? And Jesus answered, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. I mean, that's stewardship at its finest form or its truest form. It's not a transaction, it's transformation. It's not about counting coins, but it's about counting people. It's about counting blessings. It's about counting opportunities to love. Stewardship, in its truest form or purest form, isn't a financial formula, but it's a way of seeing. Stewardship is seeing Christ in the face of the hungry. Lilyville Food Bank. Stewardship is noticing the single parent who's tired, or the elder who's lonely, or the student that is searching for hope, and then choosing to serve them as though we were serving Christ himself. Now, Wesley urged the early Methodists to use the resources they had to all people so that all people might have the necessities for a full and abundant life. He warned that wealth hoarded becomes a spiritual burden. It weighs us down with fear and anxiety and isolation. But that when we share freely, our load gets lighter and our joy grows stronger. That when we travel light, generosity becomes the rhythm of our journey. As we go back to Acts chapter 2, Luke goes on to say that the early believers met daily in one another's homes and they praised God together and they broke bread together. It wasn't a theoretical discussion, it was a real one. Their generosity wasn't theoretical, it was practical, it was joyful, it was embodied. They trusted that when they gave, God provided. Traveling light requires courage. It means releasing this illusion of control. It means believing that open hands can carry more blessings than closed fists ever could. It implies vulnerability, being honest when we need help and letting others walk beside us. Concord is filled with incredibly wonderful people, people who love to serve. And you all can be some of the hardest people to help. When we like to bless, when we like to help others, we often will have a very hard time receiving it. I just want to encourage you to let that go. Let someone else receive the joy of coming alongside of you and helping you. Letting someone else come alongside of you and walk beside you. Yeah, I think this idea of traveling together is why it's so powerful, and it's why mission trips are so powerful. On a mission trip, we place ourselves into a position of weakness or vulnerability. Right? We're not in our own homes. We're not eating our food. We're not doing with our time what we could be doing with our time. Because when you're on a mission trip, you give up those privileges. You may be asked to do things you wouldn't normally do. You might be sleeping in some crazy places. You might be eating things you wouldn't normally eat. And it's the people who you are traveling with that are going to help you and encourage you and embolden you. These are the people that help you carry your load. A serving does the exact same thing, right? We have an incredible group of people here at this church who come together to provide a meal for a family following the death of a loved one. It's not something that can happen by themselves, but it requires a team carrying the load together. Vacation Bible School, Jamonville, Makers Camp, every Sunday service. None of this is because of one person. It's because a team of people came together to carry the load together. And that's what the church is still. A fellowship of travelers learning to trust in God's provision and to share in his grace. And so what does traveling light look like practically for us in daily life? I think first it means devotion to learning and to worship. As we travel light, we make space for prayer, for scripture, for community worship. We let go of the distractions that clutter our hearts and helps us to focus on Christ who gives us peace. Secondly, it means an active sharing of resources. Like the believers in the book of Acts, we give not because we have to, but because we get to. Whether it's our finances, our skills, or our time, each gift becomes a building block in God's kingdom. Third, it means creating spaces for joy and encouragement. Right? According to the book of Acts, the early church, they broke bread together with glad and sincere hearts. Fellowship was their strength. Laughter, shared meals, and prayer were holy acts of stewardship. Fourth, it means bearing burdens together. Traveling light does not mean traveling easy. What it means is no one walks alone. We share one another's loads and discover that in God's strength, together we are made perfect in community. And John Wesley is one of his most famous saying is that the world is my parish. And what that means is that our stewardship isn't limited by these church walls. It extends to the world that Christ loved. Every time we feed the hungry, every time we visit the sick, every time we support a missionary, we are living out Matthew 25. Every dollar, every prayer, every act of compassion is a declaration that the kingdom of God is among us. The early church didn't grow because of marketing plans or programs. It grew because the people around them saw something magnetic. They saw the joy and generosity and love. They saw a community traveling light. They saw a community walking in the way of Christ, and they wanted to join in that community. And this is how the church continues to grow today. And so as we look forward to the culmination of the year and a new year in 2026, let's hear again the call of Acts 2 and Matthew 25. Let's devote ourselves to teaching, to fellowship, to breaking bread and prayer. Let's see Christ in one another and in the least of these. Let's ask, who in my life needs the gift of presence or encouragement? Let's ask, how can I share my resources to strengthen the church's mission? Let's ask ourselves, what can I release? Fear, or clutter, or selfishness, to travel lighter in the faith. Because stewardship is not about what we have, it is about who we are. And when we travel light, we make room for God to move. When we give together, we shine together. When we carry one another, we reflect the heart of Christ. The journey of faith is not a sprint, it is a pilgrimage. And we may not go fast, but we will walk together. But when we walk together in grace and generosity, we go far. And like the church in Acts, we are called to be a people who travel light, sharing our resources, carrying one another's burdens, and trusting that God will supply every need. A testimony that says we belong to Jesus, who gave everything to us, who gave everything for us. And when the world looks at our church, may they see what the first believers saw. Glad and sincere hearts, a people devoted to love, and a community that has made the decision to share the journey. Let's pray. God of abundance and mercy, thank you for inviting us to travel light and to share the journey. Teach us to see our resources as gifts for blessing, our time as opportunities for grace, our friendship as places of healing. God, we ask that you would lead our church to be a community of stewardship and generosity and mutual care. Fill us with your Spirit, so that traveling together we may reflect your love to all the world. Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen.